Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Angelina Mosier Salazar. Historical sites, Milwaukee is filled with them. Like the opulent Victorian mansion of Frederick Pabst, the president of, yes, you guessed it, Pabst Brewery. Or even the Wisconsin Historical Society's building on Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne. Originally built as a bank more than 100 years ago, it is outfitted with a mezzanine, atrium, and Scagolia columns, which apparently make marble columns look pedestrian. But Bubbler Talk listener Eloisa wanted to know,
what and where are the historic landmarks that people can go to get a better sense of the local Latino history?
With the first Latinos arriving more than 100 years ago and the community making up almost 20% of city residents, I thought, great, I'll just look on TripAdvisor for the answer. Well, turns out there isn't one. Okay, well, I'd give a walking tour of Hispanic historical sites a try. There isn't one of those either. So I turned to the Wisconsin Historical Society database and started searching and searching and searching. And nothing. I thought I was missing something, but it turns out I wasn't.
There are no official sites listed on either the National Register or in the State Register. That doesn't mean, of course, that those sites don't exist. It just means that they haven't been recognized by those official channels.
That's Sergio Gonzalez, professor of history and Latinx studies at Marquette University. And he says Latinos aren't largely considered part of Wisconsin's history.
The way in which we recognize specific places as being historically relevant in many ways dictates what we think is important about who we are as a people. And the fact that Latinos don't have any recognized place on the National Register speaks to that larger forgetting of a century-long history of our people in the state.
I reported back to Eloisa, our Bubbler Talk listener.
The answer to your question is that there are no official historic sites in Milwaukee that commemorate or honor the Latino community.
That's horrible. That really is. That's so sad.
It is awful. As a reporter who covers issues in the Latino community, I have to admit I was surprised to learn that there are no historical landmarks to reflect the history and impact of Milwaukee's Latino community. Professor Gonzalez says there are reasons for that. One is the convoluted process of actually making something a historic landmark.
The way in which we recognize specific places as being historically relevant in many ways dictates what we think is important about who we are as a people. And the fact that Latinos don't have any recognized place on the National Register speaks to that larger forgetting of a century-long history of our people in the state.
Another barrier is that in order to get a place designated as historic, the nominations have to come organically from the community. Jeremy Ebersole is executive director of the Milwaukee Preservation Alliance, which works to help people navigate the complicated process of historic preservation.
Preservation is not about preserving only certain types of significances, only certain populations, stories. Anyone in this city can and should be willing to submit a nomination for a building if that place is important to your community.
Listener Eloisa is a history buff at heart. But for her, as a Mexican Milwaukeean whose family was part of many early community gatherings, the question is personal.
We all do want those roots. And so if we don't do things like that, we lose something of personal value to us individually, as a family, and as a larger community.
To find out what is being done locally to preserve Latino heritage sites and how you can nominate a place for historic designation, go to our site, wuwm.com. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Sun Badger Solar. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit wuwm.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.